to the listener who last week said she didn't like to hear criticisms on feedback, quick, you better tune out while you still can. By now, many listeners will have heard that NPR has decided to cease production of Talk of the Nation, with the last show being next Thursday, the 27th. And many of us will miss that show. Science Friday will continue, however. Beginning Monday, July 1st, we will air another program produced by NPR and WBUR in Boston called Here and Now at 2 p.m. After publicizing this change, we got this message from listener Denise. No, I am not a fan of Here and Now. Please find a better show to air after NPR makes the mistake of canceling Talk of the Nation. AJR 1021, on the other hand, wrote on our website, On Point with Tom Ashbrook originates from WBUR and is available mornings in some markets. It's an excellent program, and I've heard good things about Here and Now. WBUR does good work.
I was just listening to some kind of science talk show, and they were talking about cicadas, and they were saying the cicadas reappear every 17 years. I think that's incorrect information. They appear every 7 years, not every 17 years. We just had an outbreak of cicadas in Northern Virginia in the spring of 2006, and that was exactly 7 years ago. So you're giving out false information. Look into that and see if you can correct it. Thank you.
In response, I called this listener and pointed out that there are different broods of cicadas. Some have a 13-year cycle, some 17. The one he referred to must have been a different brood from the one we're hearing about now on the news. Jessica Montagna wrote on Wednesday, I almost drove off the road listening to Rachel Lewis Hilburn's terrible solar piece this afternoon. It's infuriating when a story is not properly researched before being broadcast to listeners. Photovoltaic solar is an exciting industry. I know because for 4 years I worked for a design-build firm in Southern California called Sullivan Solar Power. I believe your, quote, expert, unquote, from UNCW incorrectly labeled the wide spectrum of professionals I worked with as construction personnel. Secondly, the solar panels we used were made in the United States. In fact, several of the most respected PV companies in the world have manufacturing facilities in this country. To say that the solar industry would not be beneficial to this region is completely absurd, and when you take a moment to consider the array of professionals who would be able to find a fulfilling career path in the industry, it makes your expert sound foolish. Please contact the Solar Energy Industry Association for more information from real experts on this subject. This poorly researched story on a topic that is near to my heart makes me seriously regret my day sponsorship of the station. And that's from listener Jessica Montagna. I had a similar opinion from a local engineer who purchases solar panels and who also commented that the cost of shipping means that American-made panels will always be cheaper than Chinese ones. We'll point out that in the interview, UNCW professor and economist Craig Galbraith did not suggest that the solar industry wasn't good for North Carolina. He did say that if the General Assembly decides to continue incentives for solar, they should require out-of-state companies to manufacture components within the state. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message via email to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.